This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. The last presidential election showed the nation how critical the Latino vote is. 71% of Latinos voted for Barack Obama and awarded him re-election. Since then, the Republican Party has undergone a self-evaluation, looking for answers as to why they are losing the Latino vote by such a big margin. Here in Texas, where we are a minority-majority state and soon to be a Latino-majority state, Republican leaders are looking to make gains in the Latino electorate, and many of them are saying they're making strides and point to Governor Rick Perry's reelection, with him getting 38% of the Latino voters. So what we want to know today is, why are so many Latinos reluctant to vote for the Republican Party? And if you are a Latino Republican, tell us why. We really want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your comments and questions to thesource@tpr.org. And we're going to spend the whole hour working through this issue. But in this half hour, we're joined by Lionel Sosa. He was named by Time Magazine as one of the 25 most influential Hispanics in America. In 1980, Ronald Reagan reached out to Lionel and asked him to help with his campaign to reach Latino voters. He has worked on six presidential campaigns, helped George W. Bush net 40% of the Latino vote, which is seen as the high watermark for GOP Latino vote getting in the presidential election. And also, a point of disclosure, Lionel Sosa's wife, Kathy, serves on the TPR board. And also with us, former state representative from the Rio Grande Valley, Aaron Pena, who jumped parties in 2010 from the Democrats to Republican, and he was then unable to hang on to his seat after a federal court ordered that district unredistricted. But welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you. Thank you very much, David. Glad to be here.
So, Lionel, let me ask you right off the bat. The question is, why is the Republican Party having such a hard time attracting Latinos to vote for them? So what's your take on that?
Well, I think it is a branding problem. I think that lately the Republican Party is seen as too rich, too old, too Anglo, out of touch, and more importantly, judgmental and intolerant. You know, this is not something that I invented or anything like that. This is the GOP's own research that shows this, and it's a nationwide poll. And I think we as Republicans need to take notice of this, because when we are seen as judgmental and intolerant, and we not only turn off the young people, but we turn off women, we turn off the Latino, we turn off Asians, and all of these are the growing groups, groups that should be by and large Republican, because we do have conservative values, but that are finding that they don't have any place to go.
All right, Aaron Pena, let me ask you the same question. Why do you think this is an issue for the Republican Party? Why aren't more people doing what you did, become a Republican?
Well, it's not something that happens overnight. If you remember, this was a state that was dominated by Democrats going back to the Civil War, and it took Anglo-Texans many generations to switch from that time period to being Republican. And we saw changes occur in East Texas, where that was a yellow dog Democrat area of the state, and it made its transition, and that took about a decade for that to occur fully. I agree with Lionel Sosa that there is a branding problem. There's a stigma that's associated with the Republican brand, as he stated. There's also just, most Hispanics are very brand loyal, and it's very difficult for them to change, much like if you were to go to a supermarket and you buy a Hunt's tomato sauce. It is very difficult to change from one brand of tomato sauce to another. And many of the reasons were explained by Lionel. Down on the border where I'm from, we have what we call the palanca vote, or the straight party ticket vote, and that's 72% plus of the vote. So it's very difficult for Republicans to win. So what we do is we have conservatives who vote in the Democratic primary, but when it comes to presidential or gubernatorial cycles, they will vote Republican in those areas. What we have to do It's to let the community know that it's okay to be Republican, that they do share our values, that this is a party that's welcoming to the community. Some of that that sense of being welcomed has to do with tonality and the focus of the over-focus on primary voters. Right now in the lieutenant governor's race, for example, they're trying to win the election because essentially the primary is going to decide who wins that position because Democrats are not competitive yet. And so all they have to do is advocate to primary voters that is a very small sliver of the population. Actually, all they need is 700,000 votes, and they can essentially represent the state of Texas, which is millions of votes, 26 million people. And so when you focus on a very narrow sliver of the population, you can push other people away who don't happen to fit the mold of that slice of the population.
Okay, so you're talking about there's a shared values that I've heard this before, that Latinos, Hispanic voters should feel at home at the Republic with the Republican Party because they have shared values. So, Aaron Pena, kind of, can you talk about that? Do you go along with that? What are those values?
Well, first of all, I have to say that when I became a Republican, I did not realize how diverse a party it is. We're not one, you know, Republicans are not all the same. And you can see that right away because internally we're having a bit of an identity crisis and a struggle over between pro-business Republicans, social conservatives, libertarians, neocons, moderate Republicans, everybody believing that their vision of the future is the correct vision. And so when we talk about Republicans, let us first understand that they're very diverse.
Well, that goes for any group, either you're Democrats or whatever. Everything is diverse, just as the Latino population is very diverse.
Absolutely. The thing is that Democrats are more unified in their perspective. Republicans at this moment in history have some divisions that we are working out. And so let me talk about, in general, the similarities, the values that we consider to be Republican values that are shared by most Latinos or Hispanics. And one, Hispanics are disproportionately involved in small business. They're small business owners. And so they, like other small business owners, would appreciate a low tax base. They don't want a whole lot of red tape in order to do business. And they don't want to be taxed. They want to keep more of their money. And so that is one value, okay? The other is we're hardworking, industrious people.
Representative Pena, I got to cut you off there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll pick it up from there, but we're going to take this quick break, and it's a minute long, so we won't be gone long. We're talking about Republicans and Latino voters, and we've seen so far that the Republicans are not doing a great job of attracting them. We want to hear from local folks who are Republicans, who are Latinos. They think this is their home. This is what works for them. Give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the GOP, the Republican Party, trying to attract more Latino voters. That's the big strategy, but not working out so good right now. We are talking with Aaron Pena, former state representative from the Rio Grande Valley, and also Lionel Sosa. He has been instrumental in helping. He's been in six presidential campaigns, helping them with outreach to Latino voters. And when we went to break, Representative Pena, you were talking about why Latinos should be attracted to the Republican Party. Your first bullet point was that small business owners would be attracted to there because of the low tax base. So continue, please.
Polls have been done with regards to the issue of abortion, and I know this is a sensitive subject to many, and most of the public, even amongst Hispanics, have a variety of opinions on the subject, but polls have shown that 62% of Hispanics or Hispanic Texans are pro-life, and that's more so amongst the voting population, which tends to be older. And so Republicans are perceived to be the pro-life party, and so that is another reason. Like most Texans, we're strong in the Second Amendment. Where I live, if you don't have a gun, there's no way to protect yourself from either varmints or from bad folks who are trying to hurt you. And I think most Texans, even quite frankly, most Democrats are pro-Second Amendment. But I believe that the Republican Party is the party that advocates for the protection of Second Amendment rights. We are traditionalists. We believe in traditional values. The problem that Republicans face when having these shared values is that they're outshined by impolite comments or quite offensive comments that are made occasionally by outliers who are made to look like the face of the entire Republican Party. Most Republicans are not racist, contrary to what Democrats may try to point the finger. I was so indoctrinated as a Democrat when I first met my first Republicans up in the Capitol, I thought they all had horns. Quite frankly, I had more in common with them.
So let me just say this. You want people to look at the Republicans as a very diverse group with different opinions, right?
They are.
Do you do the same for the Democrats?
Oh, absolutely.
So not all Democrats say that all Republicans are racist?
No.
Okay.
No, that is absolutely true. There are strident voices in both parties that like to take advantage of the circumstance rather than seeing the humanity in the other.
Okay, so I'm going to get Lionel Sosa back in here to comment on where we are in the conversation. So how you are a marketing guru. Do you agree with what Aaron Pena has said so far about these values being shared?
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned my having worked with Ronald Reagan, and back in 1980 when I was asked to go meet him after the campaign had hired me, at that time, only Republicans got only about 8% of the Latino vote. So I thought it was going to be a really, really tough sell. But when I met Ronald Reagan, he said, you know, this isn't as hard as people think it is. Latinos are Republicans. They just don't know it. Just take the basic traditional conservative values of family, hard work, personal responsibility, the love of entrepreneurship, the love of opportunity, the things your dad taught you, the things your dad and mom taught you, and talk about those values and then tell them that those are the same values that I believe in and that is our bond. Our common conservative values are our bond.
So let me ask you about that. When I hear this a lot, that the Republicans believe in hard work. So does that mean the Democrats don't believe in hard work? That if you vote for the Democrats, you're not a hard worker?
No, absolutely not. But
so I don't understand that.
Well, I think that most we put hard work and wanting to do for ourselves. There is a saying in Spanish, no quiero que me den, quiero que me pongan donde hay. I don't want anybody to give me anything. I just want to be put in the position where I can get something. And that's the reason. I don't know who talked Latinos into thinking they were Democrats. And I try to go back in history and say, how in the world did so many of us become Democrats? Because when you ask most Latinos, why are you a Democrat, they say, well, my mother and dad were Democrats. My grandparents were Democrats. And it's who we are. We're Mexicans. We're Latinos. We're Hispanics. So we're Democrats.
Okay, and, let me get to some of these callers. We've got some great callers we want to get to on the air. Jesse has called in. Jesse, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on your show. First of all, just for a quick feedback on what this gentleman just said, I don't really agree with that. I'm a 57-year-old Mexican-American. My family originated, you know, in Texas, and some are, you know, from West Texas. But the fact of the matter is, as far as Hispanics being Democrats or Republicans, you know, Hispanics in general have moved the direction that they have as far as from Republican to Democrat because the Republicans have always made us feel like they're better, whether it's the way the rights that they have, on insider information on how they get rich when they get into politics, and at the same time on not having to pay the amount of taxes as we do. So on that right, you know, and it doesn't matter what subject you get on, it's always them first, that they make us feel like they are better and that we don't have the right to have input on so many laws, and there's so many loopholes that keep us from getting the fair share or being treated as an equal.
So, Jesse, who's they? They make us feel, who are they?
The Republican
Party. The Republicans. Okay.
Yes, I mean, just like in Texas, you know, whether it's on educational benefits for children, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, Rick Perry has found ways, and I mean, just the Republican Party in Texas in general, they find ways to not allow us to excel.
All right, so you think that the Republican Party is not helpful of the little guy, and that's one reason why a lot of Latinos aren't voting for the GOP right now? Is that
make
it?
Us feel like the little guy. It doesn't matter whether we're middle class, or whether we don't make as much, or whether we are above middle class.
Okay, Jesse, thank you for your comments. I'm going to try and get some reaction to that. Aaron Pena, can you react to that?
Well, first of all, I don't think that all Hispanics ought to be Republicans. I don't think it's healthy that we're all one or the other. I think that we need to make both parties fight for our vote. And if there's a deficiency in one party, it needs to be, the marketplace will bear it out. And right now, the marketplace is not showing the Republicans are doing very well. And we're trying to make corrections in the course that we're going in, especially as the state demographically changes. And so we have to be competitive. I will say, with regards to Jesse's comments, that Texas is doing better than nearly every other state in the union. And we're a shining example for other states of how to prosper. Most people in other states are moving to Texas. Texas will continue to grow because of our success. Now, are there...
Well, I don't think most people in other states are moving to Texas. There may not be enough room for most people in other states.
Okay.
But we've seen a lot of growth here, more people moving to Texas than any other state. But when you do look at the aggregate of the numbers and the growth and where the wealth is going, it's not evenly distributed. We're still seeing growing levels of poverty in Texas each and every year that Rick Perry has been in office.
Well, there is no doubt that we have to address... We can't, as Republicans, be a party of the rich.
Sure.
We cannot, just as Democrats cannot simply be a party of the poor.
Okay.
We have to try to address the interests of the entire population.
Absolutely. I'm going to try and get another caller in here. Rosario has called in. Rosario, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Rosario, are you there? Rosario. Okay. All right, let's go to the next caller. Viola has called in. Viola, welcome to The Source. Viola from Laredo, go ahead. All righty. Viola, you're there.
Yes, hello.
Okay, hey there. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a 62-year-old Mexican-American, born and raised several generations, sixth-generation Texan. And I just think that the speakers have it wrong. It's not about values anymore. With all the new generation and us, the old generation, because I'm 62, it's about issues. And as the caller said before me, the Mexican-American population has never felt that our needs were being adequately met by the current governor. And definitely, if you read the San Antonio paper, that economic study showed that Texas was getting C's, D's, and F's in terms of uninsured, poverty, and jobs.
Viola, thank you for your call.
Our state is not doing well. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Viola, for those points. Thank you for that call. So, Alino Sosa, people are talking not about values, but they're talking about tabletop issues. And we look at the numbers, and we're seeing that the disparity of income between Latinos and white earners growing further and further apart.
Well, you know, issues are always important, but people tend to vote for the people they know, the people they like, and the people who feel are more like them. So if you're going to vote for somebody is because you like them personally. And that's kind of an emotional thing. And, yeah, they think like me, but I like them. And I think that, you know, I think as Aaron was saying earlier, there are comments that are made by some Republicans that just do not help our brand in terms of Latinos. You know, I think the fellow that's running for lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick, he wants to, he calls immigration the alien invasion. You know, I think that's very, those are not well.
That's not helpful. That's not helpful.
That is not helpful.
All right, let me ask you. So, Aaron Pena, when did you decide that you were a Republican? When did that happen?
Well, I was a conservative Democrat for my political career. It became easier when the Democrats started coming after me, and they'd run people against me every cycle, and they've done that. Let me just say that both parties do this. They try to purify the party and try to make it either further to the left or further to the right. So I'm not going to just say that this is only done by Democrats, but that's in fact what happened to me. They continuously came after me for being pro-life or pro-gun or pro-business. And the Republicans were the ones saying, what are you doing over there? And when I saw my colleagues in East Texas get wiped out, and when I saw the party begin to move gradually towards the left, when I saw that there are only maybe two moderate Democrats.
So you made the announcement in December of 2010 that you were
2010.
And you were elected the month before in November. Did you know that you were going to jump party when you were running for re-election?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
So it happened in those
I didn't have an opponent, okay? So
but still,
that wasn't a problem. As a matter of fact, if I would have stayed a Democrat, I could have stayed elected as long as
support
I chose
for KS.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Aaron Pena. Lionel Sosa, thank you very much. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're continuing our conversation about Latinos in the Republican Party and why the GOP is having such a tough time attracting this key voting bloc to their side. And if they don't figure this out, the demographics don't look good. They could be out of jobs if they don't figure out how to attract these votes. Joining us right now to talk about this, we've got Walt Wilson. He is a political science professor at UTSA, and Mark Jones, a political science professor at Rice University. So, Professor Walt Wilson, why is this so difficult for the GOP? Are they seeing any success? Are their trends looking good for them?
Well, you know, you heard your last couple of guests talking about branding issues, and there's something to that, I suppose. You know, when Republicans reach out in Spanish or when Republicans run Latino candidates, I think that helps. But for the majority of Latinos, I don't think it's about the Republican brand. I think it's about the contents. And as one of your earlier callers said, on a whole host of issues, a majority of Latinos are simply not represented by Republican policies.
And Mark Jones, what's your take on that?
Well, I think the Republican Party clearly has an image problem, and they've in recent years seen their support among Hispanics trending downward, not upward. I think a lot of that has to do with the rhetoric that's coming about out of much of the Republican Party base and this dilemma that Republicans face, in that to be successful in the Republican primary, they have to steer, or they feel at least they need to steer pretty far to the right on immigration issues. But the things that they say and the actions that they take only alienate Hispanic voters and make it all the more likely that the state will turn blue at some time in the next 5 to 10 years. I think the lieutenant governor primary right now is a great example of that, where you have one of the leading candidates spending a lot of time talking about the illegal invasion from Mexico. And that certainly does the Republican Party's brand and image among Hispanics no good at all.
With their previous guests, Lionel Sosa and Aaron Pena, they were saying that the values, they share values. But is that Does that really hold true? Is that just a stereotype? Because looking at some of the surveys that have been done, that doesn't really hold true. Aaron Pena said that they support Second Amendment rights. I'm looking at Ann Coulter's recent fiery column that says that the GOP crafts plan to wreck country and lose voters by passing immigration reform. She quotes a lot of statistics. One of them is the Pew Research Center of Hispanics said that 27% of Hispanics support gun rights, and compared to 57% of non-Hispanic rights. And according to Latino Decisions, large majorities of Hispanics favor a national database of gun ownership. So that's not something that they share in common. Mark Jones.
Well, I think that's often overplayed by Republicans, this issue of shared values. Now, certainly on some social issues, there is many Hispanics lean towards Republican issues regarding abortion, gay marriage, and other what often are called moral issues. But first, those aren't a high priority often in terms of they're not the deciding factor in determining whether Hispanics vote for a candidate or not. And then another point is it's rather irrelevant where the Republican Party is on any of these issues if undergirding it all is a belief by Hispanics that the Republican Party is anti-Hispanic, which is the image that's coming across. So that's why Marco Rubio has often referred to this immigration debate as a gateway issue. That is, until the Republicans move past it, it doesn't matter what their position is on a host of other issues. Hispanic voters, or at least a majority, are simply not going to believe that Republicans are looking out for their best interests.
Looking at exit polls from 2012, when we saw the huge turnout for Barack Obama, Reuters did some analysis, and they found that that Democrats' position on abortion was over Republican position by 57% to 36% margin. So that doesn't seem to be jiving with the impression that Latino voters are automatically going to be pro-life voters, Walt Wilson.
Well, I think that, you know, there are some Latinos out there who are natural Republican voters, and really Latinos are not necessarily that much different from Anglos in that, you know, for Latinos for whom the system is working, you know, the small business owners and so on, yeah, they may be likely to vote Republican, but most Latinos are not small business owners. They may work in small businesses or large businesses, but, you know, issues like living wages, voting rights, access to health care. I mean, those are all issues where, you know, the Republican Party is standing in the way of opportunity on things like a higher minimum wage or voter ID or, you know, as the governor recently did, leaving about 1 million Texans, probably the majority of whom are Latino, out of the Medicaid expansion.
Let's get some callers in on this. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980, if you want to join the conversation. Jody has called in. Jody, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm active duty military, and unlike what one of your guests said earlier, I came from I'm Latino, Mexican-American. My parents were Republican. They were Reagan Republicans, voted for Reagan. I was Republican in high school and switched parties once I became more cognizant of the issues. I feel like the Republican Party uses wedge issues like race, immigration, gay marriage to split up you know our country and they're doing it unsuccessfully. And when I look every 4 years at the two conventions, I look at the Democrat and I see a sea of varying colors, and I look at the Republican convention and I see a sea of white, and you know, and I feel like the Republicans reaching out to the Latino community now is not really genuine. It's just a way for them to win votes to push forward their backwards agenda, and you know, I don't feel like they're really representing people of color. And when they scream out at the president, you know, you lie, and none of the their fellow Republicans speak out really against something like that. You know, I feel like that's just you know, thinly veiled racism. And if they're going to be racist towards our president, I feel like they're going to be racist towards Latinos too.
Jody, thank you so much for that call. So Jody addresses the issue of the intolerance, the impression of intolerance that we see from a few of the high-profile Republicans. Of course, it doesn't mean all of them are like that, but these are people who are getting media attention, and it is hurting the brand, right, Mark Jones?
Well, no, certainly there are a large number of – it's not a majority, but there are certainly some very vocal and visible Republicans who are – both being critical of the president, but also saying things regarding Hispanics that are offensive to, I think, pretty much all of Hispanics, as well as probably a majority of the rest of the population, regarding immigration and the like. And so that certainly is damaging the party. There are a number of Republicans who are making a genuine effort to reach out, but I think their efforts are often undermined by this vocal group within the party. And I think also, as the caller mentioned, if you looked at the Republican Party demographics, Hispanics are virtually absent from office holders. Only three of the 95 state representatives are Hispanic of the Republican delegation, zero of the 19 Republicans in the state Senate, and one of our 38 members of the Congress between the Senate and the U.S. House. Not 30, I'm sorry, 25 members.
Well, we could have a statewide elected Hispanic. George P. Bush is running for land commissioner. He's expected to not have much of a challenge. So do you think that is progress for them, Walt Wilson, very quickly?
Well, absolutely. I think that we see Latino Republicans contesting races more successfully outside of, say, South Florida than we have in previous years. And so, you know, there is increasing success there, but I think that...
Yeah, they're hoping that he's going to be somebody who's going to change these dynamics for the Republican Party, not just of Texas, but across the nation.
I think that's highly unlikely. I mean, if you look at Texas 23... you know, Kiko Canseco had pretty limited success winning Hispanic votes, and I think probably George P. Bush will experience something similar.
Got to take this quick break. We're going to continue the conversation. We're talking about Latinos and the Republican Party. Why aren't they coming together? We want to hear what you have to say. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.
I remember many years since trying to contemplate the idea of joining the grand old party. And I said, I better run this through moms. I said, Ma, Dad, sit down. I want to talk to you before I can go any further. They said, oh, my God, he's gay. Ay, Dios mío, he's gay. I said, no, Mom. I'm thinking of being a Republican. She said, I wish you were gay. Please, look, what have we done?
And that was Paul Rodriguez, the Mexican-American comic from California. I really like Paul Rodriguez. He switched from a Democrat to Republican, and his main issue was about the allocation of water in Southern California and how it was going to the Delta smelt down there. But, you know, people do jump from party to party. We're talking about that. Walt Wilson, a political science professor at UTSA. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University. The Republican Party is wondering why more Latinos aren't voting for them. Let's go to the phones. Rafael has called in. Rafael, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And, I mean, San Antonio, all of Texas is red. San Antonio is blue. And I believe the main reason why is because there's so many Hispanics in San Antonio, and this is why the Republican Party, Hispanics don't trust the Republican Party. They look at Ted Cruz, Mark Rubio. I mean, they're like, we don't really see them as real Hispanics, you know what I mean? And on top of that, the Republican, what they have for Latinos, they have gun control, and they're talking about immigration reform. But I'll tell you one thing that would get them big time is they were going for the legalization of marijuana because the Hispanics really care about that because they see what's going on in Mexico, what's going on in their country, and basically this whole drug war is caused by America. It's caused by American money. So by legalizing drugs, hopefully it would hurt the drug cartels and make the home place a little safer for us to go to Mexico. I haven't been to Mexico in 5 years because of the drug war, and really we look at it as America's fault, and I think Republicans just don't really see this.
Absolutely. Rafael, you bring up some great points. I appreciate you calling in. So he brings up Ted Cruz, Mark Jones. Ted Cruz, he's a Latino. He's a state, you know, he's a senator. Why isn't he seen as somebody who is the tide is turning in favor for the Republican parties and Latinos?
Well, Ted Cruz campaigned far more as a conservative who happened to be Hispanic than a Hispanic who was conservative. So he never made a major issue of his ethnicity during the campaign. And I don't think he sees himself as a Hispanic politician. I think he sees himself as a leader of the conservative movement. So he hasn't really engaged in all that much of a great deal of activity trying to reach out to Hispanic voters. And in fact, the more that many Hispanic voters learn about him, the lower his approval ratings are among those voters.
And Walt Wilson, is Ted Cruz hurting the possibility of more people, more Latinos becoming, switching parties? Because Ted Cruz has now come out very much against the immigration reform that's been floated in Washington, D.C.
Well, I think it's hard to say whether he's hurting, but I don't think there's much evidence that he would be helping. I mean, you're right that, his position on immigration differs with the majority of Latinos, I think. And, you know, frankly, what he's best known for, shutting down the government, is something that doesn't really square with Latino attitudes either. There's, you know, a lot of polling that suggests that Latinos view the government as an entity that can provide opportunity through education, through support for health care, and so on. And so that whole kind of downsize the government message, I don't think really resonates with a bunch of people who are looking for ways that democracy can be used to provide them greater opportunity.
And Ted Cruz is an immigrant. He is from Canada. So let's get Armando in the conversation. He's called in. Armando, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I used to be a young Republican in high school, and I was pretty naive. And due to my family pressure and my parents telling me about the important issues that dealt directly with the community, if it was basically immigration, et cetera, during the Reagan era, and once I went to my university, I graduated and studied political science, especially with a focus in Latin America. I went down to Central America, and I saw the impact that the Reagan administration warmongering had on Central Americans firsthand. And I realized at that point that never, ever could I ever be part of such a party that is such a warmongering party and destroys the lives of so many people in third American countries. I'm not saying that Democrats have clean hands, because they don't. There's a lot of things that they do that I don't. But when you look at overall the compassion and the approach that they have to dealing with, you know, very big international issues, I think that the Republican Party just has it wrong in many, many ways.
I appreciate you calling in, Armando. Good call. Blake has called in. It's a joint hit. Blake, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, my question was, in what areas might conservatives be able to find common ground with Latino voters?
Good question. So, Mark Jones, what can they do to change the situation? What are some opportunities that are waiting for them?
Well, one opportunity, which I sort of discussed earlier, is they need to get the immigration issue off the table. That is, and one way is to offer an immigration reform policy that, say, is not so far that the base gets upset, but at least appeases and resolves the issue, such as providing, if not a pathway to citizenship, a form for people to come out of the shadows and legalize their status. Outside of immigration, a great opportunity for Republicans is in the area of school choice, charter schools, and a variety of education vehicles that allow that are primarily used in Texas by Hispanics in terms of the access, increasing the number of charter schools in the state, increasing the funding for charter schools, and allowing more freedom for different types of school options, something that often are opposed by
Democrats. That hits the education issue, which is a really big issue for the typical Latino voter, and being able to provide funds for maybe to parochial schools, Catholic schools.
Oh, yeah, that would be an option. It's education, but and particularly liberalizing education in the sense of providing more choices, is something that appeals greatly to many Hispanics, but it's something where the Democratic Party would be in a difficult situation given to their ties to teachers' unions and the ISD bureaucracy. So that's some place where the Republicans could offer a more progressive position than the Democrats, which would appeal to Hispanics, many of whom are on those wait lists at the state's limited number of charter schools.
When you look at the population in Texas, Latino population, and when you say 25% of Texas doesn't have health insurance, you know, a lot of that is the Latino voters, Latino population, and you're seeing support for Obamacare from the Latino voters. Hispanics supported Democrats on the crucial issue of Obamacare by a massive 69-31 margin. So Walt Wilson, is this a dead issue for the GOP?
Well, I don't think it's going to help them with Hispanic voters in the near future, at the very least. And so, you know, finding some ways to get a broader swath of the Texas population covered, I think, would help Republicans. And I would echo what Mark said about, you know, getting immigration off the table and also the education issue being a potential winner for Republicans. I mean, I think generally speaking on the education issue, that tends to be the top priority for Latinos. And, you know, while I question whether privatization of education will actually improve opportunity, I think that the Latino voting population is probably willing to pursue an all-of-the-above strategy when it comes to education because that's, you know, widely seen as the path to opportunity.
Now, Ronald Reagan did amnesty, and the Republican Party did not see any benefit at the voting booth from Latino voters?
Right, and this is about stemming the tide. I mean, I don't think that if Republicans come around to immigration, they're going to be rewarded, particularly for being a Johnny-come-lately. It's more about getting that issue off the top of off the table so that they can talk about something that actually may benefit the Republican Party.
Now, we've seen the statistic, and it's been heralded as, you know, 38, 39% of the Latino voters voted for Rick Perry in the last election. Is that a sign that that they're because they need 40% of the Latino vote in order to hang on to the GOP majority for quite some time? So, Mark Jones.
Well, I think when we look at the Perry vote, that is a testimony to Rick Perry's ability to walk a fine line, but or better said, walk on a tightrope between appeasing the base but not saying or doing things that alienated Hispanics.
Because he was for the Texas Dream Act and things like that. And he fought off Arizona-type laws.
Yeah, he said when he was reacting to the Arizona anti-immigrant legislation, he came out very publicly and said it wasn't right for Texas. He respected a state's rights approach, the state of Arizona's right to enact that legislation, but he was categoric that it wasn't the right legislation for Texas. So he was able to walk that line. He also was helped, though, by the fact that relatively few Hispanics turned out to vote in 2010. So he did very well among the approximately a quarter of voting-age Hispanics who turned out. But where the Republican Party will start to have more and more trouble is when and if more Hispanics begin to vote, because the people who vote, the Hispanics who vote, tend to be more Republican than the Hispanics who don't vote. And
right.
One of the keys to the GOP's success is that Hispanic turnout has been very low.
So it was basically a small sample of the of Hispanic voters. Only 2 out of 10 eligible Latino voters voted in that election. And as groups like Battleground Texas are out there, they're trying to grow the number of Latino voters in the state, and those will be more inclined to vote for the Democrats. So that may not. We're not going to see another 38-39% for, I don't know, for Greg Abbott, I suppose. Wilson.
Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead. Mark, go ahead.
I think that's definitely the case. And so for the Democratic Party, the key is expanding Hispanic turnout. Unfortunately for Democrats, I don't think they have a candidate this time around who will be able to engage in that massive increase in turnout, though they may in the form of Julian Castro in 2018.
Right. So it's been part of the problem is that the Democratic Party statewide has been so dysfunctional. You know, they really have not been able to figure out a way to be competitive. Right, Walt Wilson?
That's right. It's a disorganized party. And you know, a big part of this is going to be getting some stronger organization, you know, moving with more of a purpose. And that means showing that Latinos, they can be on the winning side of a statewide race.
Right, exactly. Walt Wilson, political science professor at UTSA. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University. Thank you so much for helping us figure out this issue. Latino voters and the GOP, why aren't they coming together? Could they ever come together? And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you so much for tuning us in.